Hello, Zimbabwe. Welcome to Live Talk Diaspora Forum, a platform where we look at what is affecting Zimbabweans in the diaspora. We are coming to you live from Studio 7 at the Voice of America in Washington. I'm your host, Jonga Kandemiri. Today on Live Talk, we are discussing the outcome of the just-ended South African elections and what that means to Zimbabweans living and working in that country. But first, let's take a look at what is happening here in the United States of America. A report released Tuesday says hate and extremism in the United States rose in 2023 with record numbers of white nationalists and anti-LGBTQ plus groups trying to undermine the country's inclusive democracy. VOA's Veronica Balderas Iglesias breaks down the researchers' findings and the implications for the November presidential election.
The LGBTQ plus community was one of the primary targets of hate and extremism in the U.S. in 2023, according to a report released Tuesday by the Southern Poverty Law Center. Researchers say hate-filled rhetoric and anti-government conspiracy theories also negatively affected immigrants, people of color, and minority faith communities.
Extremists, those who oppose inclusive democracy, spent the last year legitimizing insurrection, painting hate as virtuous, and transforming conspiracy theories into mainstream narratives. And they're all in preparation, I would say, towards one of the most significant elections in our history.
A total of 835 anti-government groups were active last year, up from 702 the previous year. The report found the number of active hate groups in the U.S. rose to 595 last year, up from 523 in the previous year. Craven says the groups are moving into the political realm with a specific goal.
To limit pluralism, it's to limit participation, it's to limit democracy itself.
U.S. President Joe Biden presents himself as the only viable option in the November presidential election to stop a rise in hate-filled rhetoric.
I'm not going to let Donald Trump turn America into a place that doesn't believe in honesty, decency, and treating people with respect. And I'll be damned if I'm going to let Donald Trump turn America into a place filled with anger, resentment, and hate.
Donald Trump, the presumptive Republican nominee, sparked controversy when, as president, he blamed both sides for violent clashes at a 2017 white nationalist rally in Charlottesville, Virginia, that broke out between protesters and counter-protesters. During the demonstration, a white supremacist intentionally drove his car into a crowd of counter-protesters, killing one woman and injuring more than 30 people. Then President Trump addressed the violence, calling it an egregious display of hatred, bigotry, and violence on many sides. Trump has sided with groups at the forefront of book bans, such as Moms for Liberty, which the Southern Poverty Law Center listed again in 2023 as an anti-government extremist group opposed to inclusive education.
The radical left is even slandering Moms for Liberty as a so-called hate group. You're a hate group! Can you imagine? Moms for Liberty, hate group.
Moms for Liberty declined VOA's interview request. Experts say candidates must be careful about the rhetoric to quell any potential violence ahead of the November general election.
For Biden to continue to be present and speak about peace, but also the importance of voting generally, in terms of former President Trump, he's in a tricky spot because he certainly does garner more support when he uses some of this extremist language. But as a result, he's also marginalizing populations that might vote.
Rothschild also suggests voters watch out for conspiracy theories on mainstream and social media that may further fuel hate and extremism. Veronica Valderas Iglesias, VOA News, Washington.
Back to our topic of the day. South Africa's former liberation movement, the African National Congress, or ANC, is currently in the process of looking for a partner to form a coalition government after it failed to get enough votes in the just-ended general elections to single-handedly set up a government. Indications are that the ANC may engage the white-dominated opposition Democratic Alliance, Economic Freedom Fighters, and Umkhonto we Sizwe in an effort to form the next government. Some parties, except the Economic Freedom Fighters, called for the removal of all illegal immigrants before the general elections. The Democratic Alliance has come clean on Zimbabwe exemption permit holders, saying they should be allowed to regularize their status as Zimbabweans are hardworking people. The ANC has put the issue in the spotlight by seeking court edicts in an effort to get rid of illegal immigrants said to be grabbing all top jobs and selling dangerous drugs to locals. The South African government has a pending court case in which it is seeking the termination of the Zimbabwe exemption permits. Will the Democratic Alliance save these Zimbabweans who fled their homeland due to the harsh economic situation back home? With that, let's take a short break. Please stay tuned. We'll be right back.
In times of change, when the world seems uncertain, and what we hear doesn't reflect what we see, we seek the truth. When we are told only part of the story, we lose trust. In moments of crisis, our dreams, hopes, and wishes for a better tomorrow depend on a free press. At Voice of America, we bring you the stories that people take risks to see. We connect the world and unite it with truth. At Voice of America, we show you the whole picture.
For those that have just joined our show, please note that we are streaming this discussion live on our Facebook pages, VOA Shona, VOA Studio 7, and VOA Ndebele. We are also live on YouTube, VOA Zimbabwe. Today on Live Talk, we are discussing the impact of the outcome of the just-ended South African elections on Zimbabweans living and working in that country. To kick off our discussion, we are joined by Dr. Vusumuzi Suwanda of the African Diaspora Forum, African Diaspora Global Network, and Mr. Muchatuta, Mr. Edward Muchatuta, who is of the ZEP organization and is the coordinator there. Welcome to our show, gentlemen. Thank you so much. Let me start with you, Dr. Suwanda. What's your take on the outcome of the South African elections and the fact that a government of national unity is on its way?
So, look, we think that this has been long coming, and we respect the fact that the government of the ANC has not decided to succumb back to the vote of the people when they realize that, you know, they did not make the majority, like what we've seen in the majority of African countries, where once the governing party and particular liberation movement, if they feel that they are losing grip, you know, on control of the country, they start, you know, doing funny things, you know, rigging elections, threatening people, and threatening, you know, to disturb, you know, the stability in the country. So that is a development that we hope it can obviously spread into the African continent. And hopefully what that means is that we can see a situation where there is no monopoly over power and resources, and development can be spread over a wide, you know, spectrum of ideas and views from people with different ideologies. Because these other parties are relatively different. Some are centrist, some are leftist, some are rightist, like we have said. That there are some people that have been calling, you know, for the expulsion of migrants, you know, from South Africa, like your PA and, of course, the Minister of Home Affairs, who are from the ANC. So in our view, we obviously of the view that they shouldn't have had to maybe try and coalesce, you know, these groups so that, you know, maybe they can agree on ideas. But they should have just gone to Parliament as they are and allow a robust debate in order, you know, for a balance. Because people have voted for the ideas. The people ideas must therefore proceed. And this will ensure that no one is going to have the monopoly of ideas. They must just agree as parties in terms and elect the speakers, you know, from the parties as they basically stand. And I think this idea of trying to, you know, bring people into coalitions and all that becomes very problematic, because now that kind of partners in bed are not very good partners, because at the end of the day, it does not give and express the will of the people. People did not vote for a coalition. They voted for different parties.
Thank you so much. Please do stay on the line. Let me go to Mr. Mchatuta. Mr. Mchatuta, do you see this affecting Zimbabweans living and working in South Africa? Already some are worried that there may be changes to their status.
This development has already affected Zimbabweans in South Africa. Like in for CTP orders, where the challenges of delays on the outcomes of permits and waivers, and where to meet VFS, the company which was given the contract to process the DP permits. They say that their challenge is that the Home Affairs officials are busy with issuing of IDs for South Africans who are preparing to vote, meaning that even before the elections, they were affecting us as migrants. And right now, we have got school children who are about to go to schools, who want to go for holidays. They cannot go to holidays with this uncertainty. But like, for example, this week, we had the MK officials, we had even started going to companies, checking for migrants who are working in Japan. This is a sporadic thing which is happening in the whole country. Like right now, your report is saying that the DA might be aligned with the pro-migrants. DA is for our employers, but our employers are not the people whom we stay with. We stay in the township, we stay in the rural areas with the ordinary South Africans who are not happy with the situation of migrants who are in South Africa. At the same time, we've got our parties which are all migrants, like EFF, right now, they lost some of the seats which might make them to compromise on their migration stance, as well as the ANC, which is in between. We cannot trust the ANC on the migration issue. And for them to a coalition government, EFF and the ANC cannot make a government. They will need PA. Or if they are to take PA, PA is anti-migrant.
Thank you so much. Please do stay on the line. Let me come back to you, Dr. Swanda. We heard the Democratic Alliance Party saying that Zimbabweans are hardworking people who should not be kicked out of the country, but instead should be legalized. Their stay and their permits should be legalized. Can you see this coming to fruition?
Ngendlela esibuka ngayo sibona ingathi lokho okukhulunywe nguHelen Zille ongumholi we-Democratic Alliance kuyinkulumo njalo kuwumcabango wabantu abaningi lase-South Africa abacabanga ukuthi abantu ababuya ngaseZimbabwe ikakhulukazi laba abanama-ZEP njengoba sebehlala isikhathi eside kangaka vele kufanele ukuthi bathole amaphepha bathole ukuhlala bala ekhaya kungakho inhlanganiso ezibana nabo-Helen Suzman, abo-COMSA bahlanganela ndawonye ukuthi kuye enkantolo ukuze abantu bama-ZTP banikeze ubuhlali bala ekhaya bangabuni basuse, ngoba ngabantu abazisebenzela kahle kuneminyaka yonke asebeyihlale la ekhaya edlula ichumi lane laba bantu ukuze bamele ukuthi beqhubeka bethola ama permit ukuthi bazi ukuthi namacala abawenzayo lapha ekhaya. Ngakho inkulumo ye DA iyona ngqo indlela abantu abaningi ababuka ngayo la eSouth Africa, kanti ngendlela esibuka ngayo noma iDA ingashongo kanjalo sibona sengathi ekugcineni inkantolo izokubhengeza khona lokho ukuthi abantu abanama-ZEP banikeze ubuhlali balaye ekhaya.
Thank you so much. Let me go to Mr. Muchatuta. Wa Muchatuta, tingaona here zviri kukurudzirwa nebato reDA toti rapinda mubatanidzwa muhurumende yemubatanidzwa, kana kuti harina hari kubudirira kupinda muhurumende yemubatanidzwa, asi tingaona here hurumende inenge ichizouya ichitora kurudziro iyoyo yekuti zvizvarwa zveZimbabwe zvine magwaro eZimbabwe exemption permit zvinge zvichipiwa ugaro kana kubvumidzwa kuti zvivane rugare muSouth Africa, zvimwe chete nezvizvarwa zveZimbabwe zvisina magwaro anganzi maillegal immigrants. Tanzwa bato reDA riri kuti zvakare vanhu ivo vanofanira kupiwa mukana wekuregulariza magariro avo kana kugadzisa magwaro avo kuti vawane magwaro ekugara munyika iyi. Tingaona zvichiitika here izvi?
Vajonga kuSouth Africa kwakasiyana nekuZimbabwe kuti hurumende ndiyo ine masimba. South Africa vanhu vane masimba vanhu, saka isusu tiri kuda kana zvinhu zvinoitika zviitike zvokuti vanhu vanogutsikana nezvinenge zvichiitika, kwete kuti vanhu vemusouth Africa vaoneke kunge vamanikidzwa. Nekuti isusu zvizvarwa zvemuZimbabwe zvizhinji tinogara munzvimbo dzinogara vanhu vacho ivavo, DA inomirira vanhu vatinoshandira, vanhu vatinoshandira tatasa kumashure takasanga nezenofobic nepaishungurudzwa matruck drivers maemployers, vanhu vacho vatinosenzera vakange vasiko pataishungurudzwa mudzimba. Isusu tinoona zviri zvakanaka kuti vanhu vasangane pakati kana vachiita hurumende yavo iunganidze vese, vamwe vakaita senaeff vana mk kuitira kuti pasava vaegere kuzotumutsira mhirishonga. Nekuti ezvinezvi pane vamwe vari kutotaura vari kuti dei katonga neanc tinototanga hondo. Saka hondo iyi kana yakutanga vanotanga kuri wiki nze kwedu isusu vanhu vokunze ndiso vanotanga nekuataka.
Thank you so much. Back to you, Dr. Sivanda. Which parties do you think the ANC can choose from the selection of parties that made it to parliament?
Well, look, the ANC has obviously at some stage, you know, said that they wouldn't want to work with the GFF, but for reasons that we think they will suit both parties, the two big parties, there is a great likelihood that the ANC is going to work with the DA for one major reason, and that major reason is that you will know that President Ramaphosa is ideally a candidate that was put forward by, you know, the white monopoly capital, in our view, and he has been met, in fact he was met by, you know, the white business from, you know, Contessa all the way back in the 90s. He was actually, you know, up, you know, from you know, the white, you know, stratosphere. For that reason, and if you look at Ramaphosa's reign and governance, he has been generally a friendlier person with the DA, and they liked him despite all the other issues, including the Palapala. The DA was not to be seen to be in fight with Ramaphosa. So for one reason that Ramaphosa must continue, there is a likelihood that the DA is one of the first parties that is going to work with the ANC. And the DA has already said, well, even if they work with the ANC, they don't want to take ministerial posts. They may want to get, you know, the Speaker of the Parliament and maybe the chairperson of committees and all that, which I think is not something that is going to upset, you know, the ANC. They are going to be more amenable to the extent that ANC remains in the executive with its ministers and president, and the discourse, you know, only happens generally in parliament. So the likelihood is that the first candidate, you know, is the DA that they will work with. And then once they have already coalesced with the DA, then it means they all obviously have a majority nationally. They then may make, you know, other agreements in various provinces according to who has got, you know, the numbers in order for them to be able to form a government. That is just our view there.
Thank you so much. Please, do stay on the line. Dr. Sivanda, timbotora mutereri wedu wekutanga. Tina mukoma Prosper Chikoera parunhare. Makadii mukoma? Tiro wapenyu, taurai chizwe, ramuno daku papa chirongwa chino.
Zimbabwe.
Thank you so much. Mkoma Prosper Maita Basar Gaindi Kande Mvunzo. Pane zvamataura izvozvo kuna vamuchatuta. Vamuchatuta, manzwa muteereri hanzi vechidiki vemuZimbabwe. Dai vabatana vodzidza zvakaitwa muSouth Africa nevechidiki vemunyika iyoyo. Asi tinoona kuti huwandu hwevanhu vari kubuda munyika pari nhasi vachienda kudiaspora ndevechidiki ivavo. Munoona zvichiitika here zviri kukurudzirwa izvi?
Majona patinofanira kutanga munyika medu kuti tigadzirise nyika yedu kuve nerudo. Hatina rudo, tiri vanhu vane umbimbi ndoga vari selfish. Ichocho chine ndo chikonzero vechidiki vari kuti vari kushaiswa mukana kumusha. Kunoku kwase tochidika vataenza misangano kana pataineswa nematruck driver tikati ngatisanganei. Vechidiki vacho hauvaone maZimbabwes ndo zvatiri. Ukati patai achakwa mukati masvondo maira apera takati madhiraivha ATGF kana chingaateka munhu wedu matruck ekusouth africa chabata hafambe. Asi maZimbabwes unoashaya pakadaro ipapo unowana zvimwe zvizorwa zvekune dzimwe nyika ndozvinomutana nemi. Tisati ngatiitei kana kuti tanzii tiite demonstration nemasouth africans kuti tiratidzire kuti mapepe edu abude maZimbabwes aone. Saka vechidikava tavanofanira kutanga vaita kuita rudo kubatsira zvingako kutadza mabasa yavo vane zvosvendo zvoro kana pabasa. Kuya
Ameno kuti nhare yenyu iri kuita sei asi ndodaira kuti vateereri vari kukunzwai. Dr. Swanda, we heard from our caller, he was complaining that or he was saying or urging Zimbabweans, especially the youth, to emulate what happened in South Africa. He said the youth in South Africa came out in their numbers to vote, which is something that can be done in Zimbabwe. But we have seen the youth taking the lead in leaving the country, going to look for greener pastures. Will we see the Zimbabweans or Zimbabwean youths who are outside the country going back home to vote since Zimbabwe does not have a diaspora vote?
Well, look, I think we have seen South Africans in the diaspora voting, and we have seen the court actually, you know, making sure that that request is met. Now, the issue with Zimbabwe has got very little to do with, I think, of course, I mean, maybe the caller wanted to commend the way the elections were handled in South Africa, but that has got very little to do with the youth because, I mean, if you look at the voter turnout, we know that there may be more people registered to vote, but the voter turnout was much lower than what happened in 2019 at only 58%. So it has nothing to do with the youth that here came up. It has something to do with the system in the country and the fact that it was not simple for people to leave. People are not ordinarily intimidated. South Africans are not a group of people that will take lightly, you know, any maybe form of intimidation that they probably fight back. So it's a citizen thing, which means that starting from the senior citizens, there must be a spirit of resilience in fighting and ensuring that, you know, the government is held to account to the extent that the government cannot intimidate its own people. You must remember that at some stage when the army was released during COVID, the government was taken to task even for deploying the army. So there is a certain, you know, awareness in the South African citizenry that they will not allow their rights ordinarily, you know, to be trampled upon. That is what needs to happen in Zimbabwe. But you think that the youth should come back in Zimbabwe ordinarily to vote? I think in all countries that got it in the diaspora, what we should be saying is that Zimbabwe must allow the diasporans to vote, just like what we saw happening in South Africa, and the courts,
Dr. Spanda, if I may interrupt you just for a second, please hold on. We have a caller. Let's hear from our caller. Hello.
Hello, Magadi.
Dagasiba Mkoma, dear now.
Ndiretwa Mkoma Simbarashe Ndireku Port Elizabeth.
Mu South Africa. Taurai chinzwe nguva dzakutandani sana.
Ya. Isinzwe zvedu tiri kuno ku South Africa. Tiri kuona zvedu zviri kuitika izvi Mkoma kuti hurumende yekubatanidzwa iyi tirikuona zvedu kuti inogona itange pane kugona kuti pane zvinogona kuitika kunaka kwesouth africa kana kuipa kwesouth africa but zve zvakaenderera tokuona kwedu zvakaenderera nekuti ANC inenge yabatana nebato ripi because tinoona yakaita danho rokuti yabata neEFF. EFF toona isingadi varungu muno, isingadi inofarira zvekuita zvainoizvi. Saka tinoona kuti panogona kuita futi dambudziko ipapo kuti South Africa inogona kuzoenda kuna taisireiwa futi pakadaro ipapo.
Tinotenda Mukoma. Regai tidzokere kuna Dr. Swanda mupedze kutaura tipinde kuna vamuchatutatu vatabvara chirongwa nguva dzaita diki. Dr. Swanda, please continue. 30 seconds.
Okay, thank you very much. So what we're basically saying in our view is that, look, it is about the citizenry, civic education, people understand. There's a lot of NGOs in South Africa that alert people about their rights and responsibilities that easily take government to court where they are not in agreement with government. If we see that kind of freedom, you know, to ordinary citizens and NGOs and not laws that are meant to, you know, clamp down on activism, we may see things changing in Zimbabwe. So it's not really, you know, anything that's got to do with the youth.
Thank you.
To start to the senior citizens so that the young can go into that.
Thank you so much. Mr. Muchatuta, your last word. What can you tell Zimbabweans who are listening now, mostly those in the diaspora?
I think the most important thing is for our government to stand on their promise, they promised us that they were going to do some projects for the ZTP holders and the zero assisting children who are going to school. I think if our government can chip in, our things can be better.
Mm-hmm. Dr. Swanda, we heard that the government promised Zimbabweans. Oh, I think we have lost Dr. Swanda. So, Mr. Muchatuta, you can continue. We have heard that Zimbabweans went back home, and you are saying that the government did not deliver its promises. What do you think made that happen?
No, they are still keeping on just promising us that they are doing something, but on the ground, nothing is done. Like they promised the project for the people, we need farm, we need residential things. All those things are not being delivered. If our government can do something, especially for our children who are in South Africa, including just issuing ideas.
Thank you so much. That brings us to the end of our show. We would like to take this opportunity to thank our guest, Dr. Vusumuzi Swanda of the African Diaspora Forum, African Diaspora Global Network, who is in South Africa, and Mr. Edward Muchatuta, who is the ZEP coordinator, who was speaking from Botswana. My name is Jonga Kandemiri, and I'm signing off in Washington saying have a great day.